two bills in Idaho that target transgender people became law this week, and that community says the laws will increase discrimination against them. This comes after a major U.S. Supreme Court decision that greatly expanded LGBTQ rights. Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson reports.
Earlier this year, as the bills came before Idaho's legislature, protesters rallied outside the state capitol in Boise.
Oh, hey.
They were protesting two bills that just became law July 1st. One bans transgender people from changing the sex on their birth certificates, and the other bars transgender girls and women from playing on sports teams that align with their gender identity.
We are trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. We are not seeing widespread domination by transgender women and girls.
That's Chris Mosier, the first transgender person to qualify for an Olympic trial.
This is not just about transgender athletes. This is the gateway to creating more discrimination, more discriminative policies against trans people.
Big businesses in Idaho spoke out too. Tech giants HP and Micron, as well as Clif Bar and the yogurt maker Chobani, sent a letter to state legislators saying the proposals would hurt their recruitment efforts. Sharon Connors is Micron's vice president for diversity, equality, and inclusion.
We're not able to attract that talent. Ultimately, we don't get to the best innovation, and that's what we're all striving for. And on top of that, it's the right thing to do, but it's good for business as well.
Despite the business's lobbying and protests, the legislature passed the bills and Governor Brad Little signed them into law. The transgender athlete ban law is the first of its kind in the country. State Representative Barbara Ehart, a former collegiate basketball coach, sponsored it. During the floor debate, she defended the move as protecting access to sports for who she calls biological girls and women.
You see, in sports, we have requirements, we have standards, and it is not based on feelings. We have these in order to participate, to ensure fairness for all.
That law is now being challenged in federal court. Richard Seaman teaches constitutional law at University of Idaho. He says the state faces an uphill battle due to the Supreme Court's recent LGBTQ employment decision.
The court's decision is going to support arguments that the concept of sex discrimination should be understood broadly in all of the areas, including public accommodations where it's prohibited.
The law that bans people from changing the sex on their birth certificate comes into effect just as Oliver Johnson Wasco was in the process of changing the sex on his identity documents.
Having to see my old name or dead name on paper, hear it over the phone, anything, it really is a big trigger for my gender dysphoria.
Backers of the law banning such changes say the data is vital for tracking public health issues. For instance, whether men or women are more affected by certain illnesses such as heart disease or high blood pressure. But Johnson Wasco says that information could be easily stored in a separate database.
That seems like something pretty simple to me and something that we could easily do without hurting these individuals and hurting myself included.
2 years ago, a federal judge blocked an administrative policy in Idaho that prevented transgender people from changing their birth certificates. This new law replaced that policy. Now, LGBTQ advocates are weighing another legal challenge. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Boise, Idaho.